can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious!
Well now, Ivan, this is a, I wasn't trying to think of your name, this is a two-hander at the minute because God knows where Don is. Don tells me during the week that he's going on furlough or I have no idea, he's gone up in the middle, where's Burke? Back of Burke, you heard of Burke?
I have,
I've been in New South Wales or Queensland.
He doesn't have COVID, does he?
I have got no idea why he's up in the back of Burke or he's up in Burke. And we're going to ring him. This will be good. See if Don can work his phone and I can work out how to make a phone call. So we're going to ring him shortly and see why he's not here.
Is and he taking the horses?
I have no idea what he's doing. So this is a two-hander, Ivan. So you've got to step to the plate here. And we're waiting for the other doc, Dr. Nicole, to come in. She said she'd come in. And then we're going to speak to the other doctor in Sydney. So, but we've got a few things to discuss. Well, let's hope you've got some things to discuss. First of all, as we normally do, we're just giving a shout-out or a cheerio. I think a shout-out is an American term that we've adopted, but we call it a cheerio. Shout-out sounds
they
better.
Cereal food, Cheerios?
Yeah, they are. Ivan, you idiot. But of course, like we call a barbecue and they call it a cookout, don't they? The Americans call it a cookout. Anyhow, we're not having a cookout or a barbecue with Craig Baker. We're sending a cheerio or a shout out to him. He's from Pyramid Hill. Now, the reason I'm mentioning him.
The rocket will be red hot here.
Remember, Ivan, I said that a man called Michael Christian he's got a warehouse and he wanted to sell my underwear. And we got onto that because Kim Kardashian has made $3.5 billion selling her oversized underwear so she can fit her ass into it because she's had implants put into her butt. Why anyone would want implants put into their ass has got me is beyond me. I thought it was aesthetic to have just a nice trim.
No, it's the opposite now. Now you've got to have.
So, would you have implants put into your ass if your wife?
Well, the way the doc described it last week, so she said if your pants keep falling down, which mine do,
How about you buy a belt? No, seriously, they take fat out of somewhere in your body or they get balloons and they stick them into your ass. What God's name would you want to do that for? Anyhow, Kim's made $3.5 billion by having a huge ass and her underwear,
reason.
What?
That could be a reason.
Imagine the material and the cotton going into making Kim's underwear. They'd keep the Indian cotton trade busy for the Silk Road or wherever that is over in China. They'd keep that busy. That'd keep the mills turning, churning, weaving. Anyhow, so this you'll appreciate the connection here. Craig Baker went into Michael Christian's warehouse and he bought three pairs of my the smartest Sam underwear. Three pairs.
What does that cost him?
I have no idea. So we're giving a shout out. So three pairs, just a toe in the water. Kim's $3.5 billion. I'm not sure we'll get to $3.5 billion if Craig is only buying three pairs. We're giving him a shout out to Craig and also Michael Christian, who's just going gangbusters selling my underwear. It's extraordinary, and.
Incidentally, where's his shop? Do we know?
Oh yeah, we do. No, I've. Yeah, I do know.
Thank God he's not a sponsor.
Go on, speak about something while I find where his shop is. Hang on, I've got his shop.
Here we go. Amongst all the paperwork.
No, I don't know where his shop's in Hawthorne? Hyatt. And it's in. I'll find out where his shop is.
All right, we'll get onto that. We'll mark it down.
I'll find it. Now, And then a friend of mine called Teresa, she was saying she listened to the podcast and heard... She actually was listening to... Remember when we interviewed Ian Stewart, the footballer? Were you here then?
No.
Oh, well, you weren't then. Anyhow, she listened to that the other day. I said, Christ, that's 6 months ago, Teresa. Yes, yes. I said, do you listen to the podcast? And she said, well, she said, it's too blokey. And I said, too blokey? I said, why do you say that? And she said, well, there's two, three blokes talking about... I said, of course, well, what, that doesn't mean it's too blokey. We talk about a hell of a lot of things. And I said, I said to her, well, of course, we have a doctor, Nicole, it was in. Have a listen to her. She's not a bloke. Well, I'm not sure what her pronouns are. Don thought she wasn't a bloke. Looking at her from across where you're sitting, I think her pronouns are she and her, but if they happen to be they and them, that'll put us in the shade, because I figured I was sitting next to a biological woman, and she's not a biological woman, we'll have to reassess things. Anyhow, so I don't know why you would say, obviously, if it's like they say football clubs are blokey, well, of course they're blokey, because fucking blokes are the only people that play football, like AFL football, the AFWL play, yep. And some of them are women.
See, the Eagles,
biological women.
The Eagles had their first win in 300 and something days. The women.
Did they? No, I didn't see that. Yep. I only.
Or you don't watch that?
No, I don't. No. We've had this discussion. I don't watch the women's play football because I'm not interested. But that doesn't mean to say I dislike it or I'm canning it. I'm disinterested. No, I'm uninterested in it. But I'm disinterested or almost uninterested in watching the AFL for a whole lot of different reasons. Don't take that as a slight. Good on the women there. If they want to do it, they're fantastic, but I've never seen them play, and I won't. But good on them. Now, how'd we get onto that, Ivan? What was I talking about?
Ian Stewart.
Yes, and she said, blokey. She said, it's too blokey. I said, well, if you've got three blokes here, we've tried to get a woman on. We've got the doctor coming in. I think she's coming in. She'll be surprised that we've started this without her. Had she said... maybe she's not coming. So I don't know how we speak about plenty of things that don't not to do with blokes. In fact, none of the stuff we talk about got anything to do with blokes, really, have they?
Not necessarily, no.
No.
Yeah.
We're into fitness and all that. If a bloke walked into a butcher shop and the butcher said, gee, you're looking good. This is blokey. Looking good. He said, yes, I'm a bit of a fitness... he said, I eat well and I do exercise. He said to the butcher, how old do you reckon I am? And the butcher said, 45, 46? He said, no, I'm 59. And the bloke said, gee, you look fantastic. So he walked out to the bus stop, and there's this little old lady waiting to go back into the retirement village where she'd just been out for the day. And he said, hello, how are you? She said, oh, I'm going back to the village. She said, look, I'm 75 and I still get out and about. And he said, and he just remembered the conversation he'd had with the butcher. He said, yeah, he said, just a matter of interest, how old do you reckon I am? And the little old lady said, do you mind if I just check something? So she walked over to him and she pulled down his fly and put her hands in and started, grabbed hold of the stalk and gave it a bit of a shake and a pull, and then juggled the agates under a fig like sort of knuckles, and had weighed them and bounced them up and down, and then pulled his dick from side to side and pulled it and jerked it a bit. And this went on for 5 minutes. And then she withdrew her hand and he did his fly up just while waiting for the bus. And he said, gee. He said... Okay, he said, how old do you reckon I am? She said, I reckon you're 59. He said, that is extraordinary. He said, how did you know that? She said, I was standing behind you in the butchers. Doc, Ivan, I don't know why I said that. What am I talking about?
So what would Therese say about that joke? Well, or was it a joke? Or that was
it was sort of a joke, but notice we didn't say that while the doctor was here, which is sort of sexist in its own right. We should be able to speak about anything in the company of people who are people, not just necessarily biological men and women. But I didn't. The doctor is not here yet.
She's not. I don't know if this is her parking. You'll know
when the doctor pulls in. She has a very swish-looking car. We won't mention what sort of car she has, it's made in Germany and it's quite a sports car. So we're going to speak to Don now. This is not mine. I didn't make these up because I heard these, but I thought this was here. But are you into nicknames? See, we call you Ivan. I'm not sure that's a very palatable.
So does everyone else in the apartment.
Everyone calls you Ivan, and everyone calls Ben Fordham now the raconteur and broadcaster extraordinaire up in Sydney. They call him the Doctor because we named him the Doctor because he's Don's psychoanalyst from afar. But these are nicknames, and I heard this, so these are not mine, but I thought these made me laugh. So, they brought a wry smile to my face, Ivan. A bloke said he had a workmate, they call him James Bond, 007. He said he's got zero talent, zero,
brain cells.
I can't even read my own writing. Zero talent, zero... I can't read it. And he has seven blues a day. All right, so that's... I didn't read that very well. They call another bloke Toes because he's always hanging out the boss's ass. They call a bloke the Judge because he handles a case a day. Obviously, he's a drinker.
Very good.
They call this bloke, they call at work Pothole because you spend the whole day trying to avoid him. They call this other bloke, call him the Wicket Keeper because when he puts on the gloves, he stands out the back and does fuck all. There's to call another bloke Hand Grenade because they're just waiting for him to pull the pin on his job. Sensorlight. He said, why do you call him Sensorlight? He said, because... Because he only moves when someone walks by. And they call another bloke Seaweed because he floats around all day and stinks. They call the bloke Penguin. Yeah. He said, why do you call him Penguin? He said, he's always on ice. Another bloke at work, they call him the G-Spot. He said, because no one can ever find him. Two-stroke, he said, why do they call him two-stroke? He said, because he's hard to get started and he's always smoking. And Harvey Norman, he said he's been there for 5 years and he's been there for 3 years with no interest. I play golf.
Where did you get them?
Well, I got them off the... YouTube, I think. I just saw them and I thought, I've given people nicknames. I play golf with people. I won't mention their names because they probably don't listen to this anyhow. But I had a bloke who's got a huge hooter and I call him the Snorkel. And everyone calls him the Snorkel now. I called a bloke... they're all right. I don't know if your nickname. So we call you Ivan. Sure.
So does everyone else.
That's my point. Now, I don't know. I'm going to ask the doc if she turns up. I'm going to ask the doc about COVID. This is out of control, this COVID stuff. And this lockdown, you want to see the information coming out now that people have bothered to investigate. This is not us. We've been banging on about this for 18 months. This all started when the Premier of this state said that you could not play golf because if not playing golf saved one person's life, it was worth no one playing golf. And I went and stood on the steps of Parliament and I said, you cannot get a more ridiculous pronouncement than that. And You wait till I'll wait till the doc comes in to get her opinion, because we may as well speak to her about something medical, because I'm not sure what else she'd like to speak to us about.
Was there any pushback from that when you did that, get on the parliament steps? Was there any? Did the rollers come down and?
No. The rollers didn't. No, the rozzers didn't come down. But I they were quite light-hearted about it. But I did say, if anyone was ever going to protest about a government decision, it'd be a good idea if 500,000 people marched up towards Parliament House. The coppers turned up at my apartment, and they wanted to know if I was inciting the public to riot or to assemble or to protest. I said, not at all. No, I wasn't, because I didn't give them a date, a time, a route or anything like that. I just said if ever anyone was going to protest over something, that's what you'd protest over. And you will find that I know there's diverse opinion, but we have been vindicated. If I'll read out when the doc comes here and get her to give us a comment on it, if she ever comes, if she ever turns up. So I thought, because having a little trouble with my ankle, Ivan, I thought I'd investigate, because I'm as technology is not my long suit. So I thought, I see all these green and orange scooters. They're battery operated scooters that have been absolutely, the CBD has been inundated with them. There's 3,000 of them lying, and that's only in the CBD.
There's another 3,000 in the Yarra.
So that's my point. So that's not my point, but I thought I will access one of these things, because I go down to an area that I need to go down to. It's where I have a small dinghy, a boat I go down and attend to every now and again. And I thought this would be fantastic to write it down. So I downloaded the app with the help of, I think, you and three other people. I said to get it onto my phone. Yeah. So I thought, and we did it while we were standing next to, they're called, the green ones are called Lime scooters. And the orange ones are called Neuron. A Neuron? Are they called Neuron?
Neuron.
Yeah. Neuron. Yep. They're called Neuron. Yeah, they are. Neuron. So, I downloaded the Neuron app, and I cranked it up, and I think it's 45 cents for a minute.
A minute, yep.
And it costs you $1.50 to access it, so you've got $2 before you get on the thing. So I get on the thing, and you can't park them illegally. If you park them on roads or so, they designate on the app where you can park the thing.
Yeah, they geofence it, I think that's the word.
Good. Geofence it? They geofence this. So I got on the thing and I thought, this is good. I'll just whip down to the little dinghy that I've got, because I had to do something on it. So I go through the security gate and I drive down the finger, which is the marina finger that I'm on, the arm, and I get out to my boat. And so you log off when you get to it. So I went to log off, and it said, sign came up, said, you are parked illegally. Put it in a proper parking spot, which
is anywhere but
Next to the river or next to a highway or next to places that they don't want you to park the thing. And I thought, no, bugger it, I'll just leave it there. And I looked at that, I said, you can't log off until you remove the bike or the scooter and take it back to a safe parking area. So I defeated the whole purpose of it. I went out right down to my dinghy, and then I thought, shit, I can't log off. So it's beaten over 45 cents a minute. So I then had to ride it back to where I got it, logged off, and then I walked back down to the dinghy. So completely.
How much did that sting you?
Oh, it cost me fucking fortune. So it completely defeated the purpose of what I wanted it for. So then I got to thinking, how long will they, and I'm not a killjoy, I'm not trying to get the things, but how long will they get away with allowing people, you're meant to have a helmet, no one rides it with a helmet, how long will they get away with allowing people to ride these bikes? People rode it under the tunnel. Did you know two people rode it under the what's the tunnel called?
I don't know.
Yeah, the tunnel, called. You know, off the Westgate Freeway. Could you believe that?
Yeah.
In the traffic,
yeah.
Rode it under the tunnel. So how long before you can't ride a push bike on a bike path without a helmet? I got lumbered riding a bike without a helmet. I had the helmet, but I didn't have it on. I had it on the handlebars. And the walloper came out of the woodwork, and he said, excuse me, you meant to be wearing a helmet. I said, mate, I'm on a bike path. I'm hardly moving. He said, no, I got fined $80. So it sounds like I'm whinging, but I'm not, if that's the law. These people, they go past you. I know they're governed, the speed of them, the Lime and the Neuron bikes are governed, but they go past you like they could seriously do some damage. So I'm not trying to have them banned or anything like that, but... what's one set of... You just can't make all this stuff up.
How fast would a bike go?
What's that?
How fast would a person ride a bike? Because I've done a little bit of research on that.
What do you mean, how fast? It depends how fast you pedal.
Yeah, 30K, 40K an hour?
If you wanted to. People ride bikes at incredible speeds in walking areas... And they ring the bell, and if you don't jump out of the way, I know a bloke who was collected by a bike. You know him. He got bowled over by a bloke on a bike who never stopped. He broke his jaw. He had to have reconstructive surgery to his shoulder. He was a mess for 6 months, and they couldn't get hold of the bloke.
Well, these scooters that I had a look at yesterday, 121 kilometres an hour they will do.
What will?
The scooter. 121 kilometres an hour, and they're good for distance, 80 kilometres round trip.
Scooter? How's that? Did you stand on? No, I don't believe that. Yeah. That's not all a right. Scooter. That's a motorbike.
I'll post it to you.
A scooter?
A scooter. 121 kilometres an hour. Imagine being on that.
in fairness, the Lime and the Neuron scooters are governed to a certain speed.
25K? 25 kilometres, yep.
Oh, that's ridiculous. Mm. They should be governed to 5K or 10K. 10K. What do you want them for? Do you just want
them
to...
Well, I took one yesterday, so I had a go at it as well. So I took it around Docklands. And, they're absolutely fantastic. Go through all the red lights you want, up onto the pavement, onto the footpath.
That's right. But
everyone jumps out your way.
But if they're only for the CBD to get round, why do you want them to go 25K? And you're not meant to ride them on the road, are you? And you can't drink, or you're not allowed to. You get the same. I tell you, won't be long before they'll come out and regulate them to within an inch of your life. But I'm not hoping they do. So my app is completely useless because I wanted it to do exactly the thing I wanted to do, go out to the dinghy, and I'm not allowed to park it out there. Yeah. And you can't log off unless you take it back to a spot that's legal to park it. So that was them. And now I just... what is the time? Will we try and ring Don?
Quarter to 2.
Yeah, we're going to try and ring Don. Here we go. Now, righto. See if we can get this organised. Ivan, and so we're just doing this while we... how am I doing? I've got to put this on Bluetooth. People love us doing this because they think, why don't you organise all this before... You get on. And I said,
we do, but it doesn't go. So
hang on.
Wow, is now, this the dock?
That is the dock. Whoa. So we won't ring. Okay. We will ring Don.
Yep.
So you've got the right headphones on for a start. So I'm going to press Don now. I'm going to press Don. I mean, you get the dock. Here's Don. Here we go. Just a minute. I don't know if this will work. Do I have to do anything?
No.
Now we're speaking. I hope we're speaking to Don, are we?
Well, I hope so.
Is that you? Don.
Yes. This is Don here. Who's you?
Don. Thanks for taking the call. Before I get on to... We've just got the other doctor who's just walked in. We started this because we're not sure if the doc was going to turn up, but she's just arrived. So hang on a minute, Don. Doctor, come here. Go over there, Doc. Where are you? Go over there, Doc, and put your headphones on. We're speaking to Don. We're going to find out where Don is and why he's not here, because I've been doing a two-hander with Ivan before you arrived, because I didn't know if you were going to turn up, Doc. Speak into the microphone, please. Now, we're all here, Ivan and the doctor, Nicole, and Don is in. Where are you, Don?
Well, I'm not dead, and Nicole's taking the place.
It's a great seat. Kept it warm for you.
Hello. Now, Don, she hasn't she, the cat's mother, hasn't taken
you. I was just going to say the cat's, yeah, that's right.
She hasn't taken your place because if you'll remember, Don, if you can remember a week ago, she was here while you were here. So you haven't. She hasn't taken anyone's place. She might take Ivan's place when he... Ivan, don't look down. You might, if you go back to Perth, if ever you're going...
If the border ever opens.
Yeah, if it's that, she might... We don't know how often the doctor, Nicole, is... Because we're going to speak to the other doctor in Sydney at 9:30, but you won't be... We're not going to keep you on the phone for that long. So where are you and why aren't you here?
Well, I was inspired, and I think they've really, the television people have got to look into a documentary. It's called Outback Adventures with Russell Coit. I've been watching those religiously, and I just got the inclination to take off.
Outdoor Adventures with Russell Coit?
Yeah. Have you watched any of those, the documentaries?
Yes.
Haven't.
Haven't you heard of it?
I've not heard of
Glenn Robbins.
Yeah. Oh, Glenn Robbins. Yeah, he's Russell Coit. Yeah. What? So you're going to?
What is that? Just a? So there isn't a Russell Coit. There's someone else playing Russell Coit.
You idiot. That's Glenn Robbins.
Oh.
That's like Con the Fruiterer. You remember Con the Fruiterer who had to stop doing it because he was taking off the Greek anti or the Italian accent, and people jumped up and down saying, "A couple of days." So you're not allowed to take anyone off now because it's racial profiling. So Russell Coit is a fictitious.
Well, I was racially abused. I'm at Burke, and I was racially abused. I was sitting outside the amenities block, scratching my legs. I've drawn blood. I'm like a shaggy dog.
White Lives Matter?
Well, no, I was abused.
That's what I mean. White Lives Matter.
Well, that's exactly right. I asked this butchie, I'm scratching like a dog. I've drawn blood on the because I'm wearing shorts, and they've got a thing called sand flies up here that have been biting me. And I walk past and you got too much Irish in you.
Sand flies must love your blood.
What in God's name are we talking about? Don, I'm more interested. You're not just bleeding involuntarily, are you? What, you scratch yourself and you start to bleed?
Scratch because of the sand flies. I'm wearing shorts like Russell Coit. I thought that's the man to be dressed out in the bush, the outback.
Is this the sort of thing for an outback adventure? Go outback and get bitten by sand flies?
Yeah. So I'm coming home today.
You need a bit of Raid. I put Raid all over me.
Raid?
What's that, Doc?
Well, it stops the flies. They just stay an inch away. You could be in a swarm of mozzies and you could see I did this when there was a swarm of mozzies. It was Ross River fever and I covered myself with Raid.
Hence the term, Don, there's no flies on the dock.
Not one bite.
Don, you clown. So you're thinking of starting a opposition safari program to Russell Coit?
I've got
Don the Dick.
Russell the horses.
Don the Dick roams Australia.
Yeah.
What are you up there for? Why aren't you here?
Well, I just got inspired. I thought I'm sick of Melbourne. I just took off and. And I got to, as I said, the outback and Burke, the gateway to the outback, but I'm turning back. I got to the gate opened, I'm coming home.
Where is Burke?
The back of Burke?
Yeah, back of Burke. Well done.
Or where is
it? Northwestern New South Wales. It's not far from the south. It's in the outback. It said gateway to the outback.
Don, please, I'm trying to link the dots here. So you were sitting at home and you thought, no, I'll just go for a drive. And you drove up to Burke, did you?
Yes, I did.
With whom?
By myself.
Just in a car?
No, I've got the horses.
Oh, you took the horses?
Well, they're the only friends I've got.
Yeah, I can understand that, Don. So what did you ever? What do you do with the horses when you go up on your own?
In the yard. I've just given them breakfast. And as soon as I finish this, we'll be loading up and heading back to Melbourne.
So you put horses in a horse float. You drove that bloody diesel truck of yours up to Bourke just because you wanted to get away from Melbourne. The horses are your only friends. You chatted to them. You've fed them. Don, please, man. We have a real doctor here. We have your psychoanalyst from Sydney, but I think we got the real doctor here. I think you've got to come in for an examination, Don.
Yeah, I'm really worried about your scratching.
So am I. Do you think I've caught something? It's not a... I've had that other thing. What do they call that thing the koalas...
Chlamydia.
Have? Yeah, I've had chlamydia. What have I got now, Doc?
I'm not sure. Is there any nice sort of lice lying around the place there? They like to bite you.
Don, you could have equine fever. You could have a horse disease.
I don't have fever. You won't be allowed back into Victoria.
Yeah, how do you know if you got across the border yet? Do you have to show any passes to say that you haven't got COVID?
No, I didn't. But I left. No. I went through when it wasn't manned. There's nothing on the border.
No, there's nothing there.
Oh, so it's just a furphy, all this stuff that you can't go from state to state.
Have you been boosted?
Have I been boosted?
Yes, boosted.
No, I haven't.
Oh, well, you can't go anywhere. You'll have to stay in Bourke.
What about this other... When's this other one coming out, Doc? The vax or whatever it's called.
It's out. You can get... Oh, no, we don't want that. We want the Dolly vax. The Dolly vax. Because I'm a boob doctor. So Dolly vax is the most appropriate. It's otherwise called Moderna.
I'm a boob victim. My pectorals are all right, Doc.
So you quite say...
So Moderna was created because of Dolly Parton, who actually invested in it, and that's why we have Moderna. And so we otherwise call it the Dolly Vax.
She invested because of her breasts?
No, she invested in it because she thought she was doing something good for other people and promoting her breasts.
I thought the analogy between you being a boob doctor and Dolly Parton...
No, it was because Dolly Parton has quite...
Large breasts.
Yes.
What's that got to do with getting COVID?
It's got nothing to do with getting COVID.
They're like receptacle. They're like the receptors, are they? COVID hits them because they're big.
Well, if it's in the way, yes, probably.
Now, Doc, before I left the surgery.
Elective.
Elective surgery. When are you up and running?
Well, that's a good question. When am I up and running? I'm back here again because it's a furphy. It's all lip service. They said it was up. Everyone thinks elective surgery is back, but only 50% in private hospitals of day cases. How many people have day cases?
That was spin I heard before I left.
Yeah, well, it's only day cases and it's only 50%.
Where are the horses, Don?
They're in the yard. They're in the yard.
So you're going to round them up shortly, bang them in the back of the truck and head home?
Yes.
And do you stop and give them a water or a pat down or let them urinate or do they piss into the truck?
Stay at Finley tonight. Yeah, Jack Hawkins, your teammate, owns the hotel at Finley. Did you realise that?
I know he comes from... I didn't know he owned the hotel. So you're going to bunk in there, are you?
No. I've got somewhere to stay.
What happens when the horses want to evacuate their bowels? Did they just do it in the truck while you're driving?
Do they have a bell? They ring a bell and say stop.
No, just shit and piss. They've got no manners, Nicole.
A big pun, Don?
They haven't manners.
No, because they're animals, Don. That's like dogs who just make love hump your leg while you're in the elevator.
Hey, Don.
Well, I've never had that. You must have sexy legs.
I was in an elevator and a bloke had a dog in there and I'm standing in the elevator with two handloads of shopping in each hand and the dog grabbed hold of my leg. I got shorts on and he started humping my leg while I'm in the elevator.
It's a gay dog.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I don't think he was a gay dog, Doc.
Well,
he was just a bit randy. I think he was trying to get his rocks off in the elevator and I'm trying to shake my leg and kick the fucking dog away and the bloke saying, come down here, get off him. And I said, so I stepped out into the elevator and when I got to my floor and the dog was still on my leg as I walked out into the landing on my floor.
We're not very good at shaking, are you?
Well, thank you, Doc.
How you doing?
I have a
diesel price. How much is the diesel price?
I think it's a 190, 170, Ivan.
Yep. All right. They're saying in the west, it's at well over $2.
Really?
Yep.
Last time I came up, I was getting it for $1.
Well, Don, anyhow, this is riveting. Good on you.
No, hang on. It's riveting. Nicole, what have we got on you?
What has she got on?
I'll send you a selfie.
Because she looked quite spectacular last week when she came in.
Don, don't, please.
You should be here, Don.
Don, don't go there, Don. Cause
I'm just imagining.
This is sexist, Don. I'll tell you what, when we do a little snapshot of what we do just for the... social media, the Instagram and the Twitter, you'll see what Nicole's wearing.
Well, John, as you know, I'm illiterate in that area, so I don't know how to get Twitter or Instagram or whatever it is. So I'll
if I thought this wasn't too... I would describe what she's wearing, but we're not meant to do that these days, Don. Nicole wouldn't mind me describing she has a...
I'm not wearing much.
No, that is true, Don. She's. I use the term advisedly, Don. She's titivating. Now that's not to be taken as in the other meaning of the word, but titivating is, you know, when you make someone laugh, a little titter goes around the room. There's a whole lot of different meanings for the word titter, and I use it. She's titivating is a proper word. Ivan, look up titivating, please. Make sure
Should
that
I
haven't made that up. Yeah, titivating I think means it's captivating and alluring, and the doc has covered all those bases. Before we anyhow, Don,
I'm just appropriately for the weather.
No, hey, have you got no complaints from Ivan here?
Oh, no, I'm all good. What is titivating?
Yeah,
mucking around, messing around.
Go on.
No, that's titivating.
Yeah, titivating. Go on. What's it say, Ivan? There's no such word.
No.
Oh, well, we'll be in Words with Friends, I'm sure.
Yeah, no, we'll leave that.
Titivating.
Through. I'll look it up later.
Oh, all right, Don. Well, anyhow, look.
I can get the headlines. I hope you're following up on this Ian Cook thing. I just got online, but I cannot get in. Something about Ian Cook and they're passing a law. I hope you follow that through today.
Don, this is the next saga in this extraordinary case. Ian Cook, through Robert Richter, Bobby Richter, is suing the government for $50 million. And believe it or not, you cannot get more corrupt, dishonest, and just it is extraordinary. They are now going to pass a law, the state government, that certain officials can't be sued, Brett Sutton being one of them. They're going to bring a law in saying that in light of this, they won't say it's in light of this, but it is, obviously, they're going to say that they cannot be sued for anything that they do or say. Do you know there is a duty of care with government officials anyhow that you cannot be sued if in good faith you make a statement? If in good faith you can't be sued, why would you have to bring a law in to say that they can't be sued? The very reason you'd bring a law in is because they're not speaking in good faith, they're lying. And they have lied about iCook Foods. They have run that man out of business. This is the most corrupt and dishonest practice you will find for a free enterprise business, to run them out of town so that their government agency, which is called, what was it called? The other thing called?
Community Chef.
Don, so that they could take over, which has now gone out of business, gone bankrupt, cost us, the taxpayers a fortune. And they are now bringing a law in. They're going to pass a law in Parliament that says, in good faith, you can't be sued in good faith, government officials, but just in case they are not in good faith, they're going to have some immunity. You cannot make this stuff up. We've been saying that this government is about as corrupt as any government for a whole lot of different reasons, and this is the prime reason. And let's hope Robert Richter does what he's meant to do. He's got a huge reputation, and he takes this mob to court. And I tell you what, I don't think the rest of the community would mind paying iCook Foods for just the precedent that this would set if a government can do this, not only to iCook Foods, can do it to anyone. This is the precedent, Don.
It's disgraceful.
It is disgraceful. Anyhow, Don.
Now, listen, I've got to go, people.
Good.
I've got 7 hours, 8 hours of driving, maybe more in front of me, so I'm off.
Good on you. Well, take it easy, mate, and try and stem the bleeding if you just start involuntarily to leaking blood out of any orifice or any leg or any arm. And the doc's
keep
here.
Keep the seat warm, Nicole.
What did you say?
Keep the seat warm. I think that's what he said.
I've enhanced my butt, so it's even larger warmth after our last program.
Doc, please.
So I thought I did, instead of doing some fat grafting, I did it naturally. I had Asian food all week because of Chinese New Year.
Don, we're going to ring off now, and the doc is going to show us the enhancement she's had in her butt.
I'll send a photo, Don.
We won't take a photo of it because I don't think it'd be allowed to put it on the internet or the. Just a minute, Doc. Don't stand up now. Just wait till we ring off. Good. See you later, Donald.
See you, Don.
Goodbye, everybody.
Bye. Drive safely.
Are we on? What's happened? Are we off? Are we on?
I have to turn the
Bluetooth off, don't I? Don't I have to do that?
No, you don't have to.
I don't know.
No, you don't have to.
What happens if someone rings us?
Well, it'll come.
Right. Now, where are we? Now, I want to ask you this, Doctor and Nicole. We have been, you don't have to agree with anything I say, incidentally, in case, don't be roped into what my opinions are. We have been duped. The world has been duped. Do you know this? I mentioned this last week. You know the CDC, which is the
Center for Disease
Control. I can't work that machine.
Yeah, that's. You mentioned this last week about the mask wearing.
No, I'm going to read what the CDC said. You think I make this up, but I don't. This is what the CDC said. This is about lockdowns. In consequence, lockdown policies are ill-founded and should be rejected as a pandemic policy instrument. So they're saying locking people down was a complete and utter furphy. This is the next thing. Lockdowns, listen to this, this is from the CDC. Lockdowns only reduced COVID-19 death rate by 0.2%, studies find. Lockdowns should be rejected. Out of hand. This is the Johns Hopkins University did a study. This is what it said. 6 foot social distancing rule doesn't protect COVID-19 whether indoors or out. People have made this
up. I've been saying this all along. It doesn't matter whether you're indoors or out. If you breathe on someone, if I have Ivan here and I have COVID and I walk outside and I cough on Ivan accidentally or I'm speaking to him in profuse manner and I have aerosol spread of my COVID, it doesn't matter. In fact, if I'm upwind of him, he'll definitely get my COVID.
Even if I've got a mask on?
No, we're talking about being in distancing. Oh, lockdown. The distancing. No, distancing whether you're inside or outside. Well, so it makes no difference.
So whether I'm upwind or downwind of you, Doc, I'd be delighted. Just one more final thing. This is how, and you see Joe Rogan has been kicked off Spotify because he dared to have a conversation with someone who said this is a good way to combat COVID, not necessarily the injections, but some other. I couldn't follow it, but and this is the final thing. This is the final thing. Find it. This is the final statement from the CDC. Have a listen to this. The CDC concedes that cloth masks do not protect effectively against COVID spread.
Correct.
So we've been asked to wear masks wherever we go.
Cloth masks. They're pathetic.
Cloth masks are those blue things.
No, the cloth masks are
They're cloth.
No, they're filtered. Paper.
They're filtered in, to a specific degree. So that's the same thing as Don was saying. He went to the funeral and he wore a mask and he could breathe his own breath, I suppose. Mm. But he's breathing it in. It's useless if you wear it long enough. It becomes saturated. So what's the point?
What is the point of locking the whole of society down, people going out of business, for knee-jerk reactions to people who lie and make it up?
Yes.
And we include this government. Nationally and state-wise. And you have that clown in Western Australia. He won't let people... IQ do you have to have to try and run people?
Well, obviously, as it's been depicted, not much, I would say.
Well, you look at the difference between New South Wales and Victoria. We were locked down for I don't even know how many days. And look at Sydney. Look how well they did. They were in lockdown, albeit just a little bit, but...
Yes, because they had someone governing them who had a few brains called Gladys.
Yeah, and then
and
this new guy,
she still
Don.
Managed to get them into a good position when they had a big outbreak without having masses of lockdown and stopping businesses to the degree that we have. And on top of that, did you hear that Andrews is now, who is government, I think it's a unilateral decision, has stopped any tourists from coming in who haven't had a booster shot, despite the
fact they're saying they're useless. They don't protect against the Omicron because they're variants.
Tourists. We're going to kill the tourist business. This is just ridiculous. Instead of being proactive and creating a management, they're just putting down negative things.
Instead of being proactive and going to the source of people who are really in trouble, that is those who have underlying health conditions who are over 70 or 75. Can you believe that we're having people go kindergarten, people going to primary school, and students having not being allowed to go unless they're vaxxed? The chances of them, honestly, we'll look back on this in 10, 20 years and we'll say, how in God's name did anyone put up with this? Well, we put up with it because...
Well, I think vaccination is really important. I think it does help with immunity and it does stop the spread.
Yes, well, stop lying about just what it doesn't do as opposed to what it does do.
Well, that's what it does do.
Yes, well, so if you have the CDC say, thank you, Doc. Yeah, it's good that you say this. So, because people say, "Oh, it's irresponsible." So Joe Rogan got banned for what that they said was misinformation, misinforming the public. We go on about this. The CDC have just said that cloth masks, fair enough. No social distancing, lockdowns. Contribute not one iota to COVID deaths.
What about dancing? Public dancing, not private dancing. Public dancing is banned.
Singing's banned too.
Well, so there was a picture in the paper. There was a picture in the paper of some students in music class playing their trumpets or their brass instruments. They had masks on and they had a hole in the mask.
Do you see what comes out of a trumpet?
Hang on, they had their masks on and they had a cloth cover over the bell of the trumpet. So they're not only playing the trumpet through cloth masks with a little hole so you could get your lips around it, you know.
Your
you put
embouchure.
Your lips around your embouchure. The stem of the trumpet, Doc. You with me?
I'm working on it. I've
She's
got a visual.
She's more than with you.
Yeah, no. So they had the mouthpiece with their lips over the mouthpiece with the mask on, Doc.
It's the only way to play the trumpet.
And the bell of the trumpet had a cloth covering over it. Can you believe that a group of people would adhere to that? Someone would make them do it. The world's seriously gone mad.
So how would you play the piccolo?
The what?
Piccolo. A little flute.
The pink oboe.
Piccolo.
I don't. What is a piccolo?
It's a little flute.
I see. And
so instead of having a big flute, you have a little flute. It's
right,
shorter.
Right. Thank you, Doc.
Okay. So
a whole mask could fit over that.
I'm showing you the picture. I'm showing you the picture of the people playing the instruments. Take that phone, please. Just explain what I see if I made that up. Is it still on?
Yes.
There's students playing, blowing their horn through the mouthpiece, and there's a cover over the bell of the trumpet. Seriously.
I have to say that the teacher that made them do that is idiotic.
No, but the whole...
No, but they don't even understand what the purpose of wearing a mask is. Right. If you've ever seen a trumpet being played and the amount of condensation that's coming out, it drips.
Mm. It does. Yeah. They have a little drip valve under it, don't they?
They do have a drip valve. And so
I have one myself.
Do you? Where's your drip valve?
Okay. Now,
are you very similar to a trumpet? I always said that.
You always said that, Doc. I thought I'd only just met you last week. Now, Doc.
So I got a video sent to me.
Hello.
From Singapore. I think I showed you last week, but I'll mention this to you. So it's my brother-in-law, I'm allowed to say that, and my niece is there learning to swim,
and the
instructor has a face mask on.
In the pool.
In the pool. How ridiculous.
Is it a waterproof
face
mask? No,
he didn't. It's a
visor.
Mask. A visor.
Oh, visor.
Yeah. That's right. He had a Perspex visor on over his head.
How crazy are we?
What happens if it gets splashed? Does it have a windscreen wiper?
That is the point of it.
But it's dangerous.
That's just how crazy everything's getting.
Now, Doc, so that we're going to ring off. Are we going to wind this up? What is the time? It doesn't.
Don's here.
Is that my phone?
Where's Don?
No. So we're going to ring off. I don't know how long you can stay. Can you stay to speak to the other doctor? Can you? This is Dr. Fordham from Sydney. All right, well, we'll wind this up.
I can't wait to speak to him. I'd like to speak to another doctor. Is that possible?
He's not really. Don't worry about it. Now, we're going to
He's probably more real than I am. You do know. If you have a PhD, you're a doctor.
He's got nothing. He's just a broadcaster. We call him the Doc because he tries to psychoanalyze Don and does a very good job. What am I doing here, Ivan? What do I do now?
Hit the button, boss.
Just hit the... just hang on. I hit the... okay. There we go. No, that's wrong. Holy shit. Here we go.
Hit the button.